speaker is going to be the Deputy Provost for Student Life and Learning, Professor Morten Mendelsohn.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to come here, and it was terrific to hear the talks. As Dean Grant said, one of the strengths of our university is the quality of our undergraduates, and the two undergraduate presentations were great. I'm going to stick pretty much to the script that I have here because I want to get done in time, but I want to just comment on something that Marcy said, and that is the distinction between the real world and the university. I never understood why, because people often say to me, well, you don't work in the real world. I never understood why driving a cab is more the real world than working in the university. The university is, in fact, according to Jonathan's data, one of the most sustainable operations that we have, so perhaps it really is the real world. Also, I want to make just a correction that people often say to me, well, why doesn't the university do X? Well, you are the university, and so the university is doing X. So why doesn't the university promote sustainability? Well, look where this is taking place. This conversation is taking place in the university. The university is promoting sustainability. The university does have a sustainability office. The university, and that's the punchline of my presentation, is that the university is creating opportunities for students to engage in these issues, and so thereby fulfilling what I think is our social responsibility to this issue. I want to start off, I wouldn't be the Deputy Provost of Student Life and Learning if I didn't always start off with a reference to our definition of what a student-centered university is. And a number of years ago, the Principal's Task Force on Student Life and Learning came up with a definition. And at the time, we understood that it was an aspirational statement because we were not meeting all the goals of the definition. But at the top of our definition of a student-centered university at McGill is clearly to provide the best education possible, because that is what students come for. And the best education possible is going to be the best education at the particular time, and it's also going to be the best education for the particular individual, because people come here with different skills, with different goals, with different values, and we are certainly trying to influence knowledge and understanding and values and so on, but we have to have a respect for where people are coming from and what they are coming here for. Another important aspect of being a student-centered university is providing a vibrant environment. A university is not simply a series of classrooms, and it's not simply a series of classrooms and a series of labs, but a university is a community, an ongoing community that lives day after day. We want to have a vibrant community in which people can make academic progress toward their goals, of course, learn, a learning-centered environment, as Marcy was describing. Also, a university has to provide campus life. And campus life is, at McGill, is provided in two ways. There are opportunities that the administration and the faculties and the departments create for students to engage in campus life, but we also have a very special relationship with students and student groups, enabling student groups to create their own campus life, because that is clearly what students are interested in doing. And a university is a place for personal development. And personal development comes in a lot of forms. It comes in the social development, intellectual development. It comes in the political development of political ideas, development of a worldview, and sustainability, the actions that are necessary for sustainability, the drive to improve sustainability is clearly something that people in this room share. And we're saying students are valued members of the community, so we have to listen to students, and I think as things have happened in the past few years at McGill, we are really improving the way we are listening to students. This Rethink Conference is an excellent example of that. The students are the primary concern of the university. So one of the things that people ask me, and this is why I thought I was really asked to talk, and that is, you know, how do we improve learning about a sustainability? And there, I just want to address this in a number of ways. The formal programs and the courses, and we've heard examples of those. Dean Grant talked about the School of the Environment and the Earth Systems program. Marcy highlighted a couple of courses. There are a number of courses offered at the university, formal courses and programs. There are no university requirements, though, that students learn about sustainability. And it's something that I've been asked about, something that has been raised. Why is there not a requirement? Why don't we say every student must? Well, we don't do that for a number of reasons. First of all, it would be impossible to do that. So there's a very pragmatic reason. It is also not the way the university works. As Dean Grant pointed out, the university works in terms of ideas, and people pursue issues that are important to them. We don't have any universal courses. And if you think that the only issue that's raised in terms of a require every student to learn sustainability, you're wrong. There are at least four courses that I have been told should be requirements. One is courses or a knowledge about sustainability. The other is ethics. Every student graduating from McGill should have a course in ethics, because clearly operating in this world in an ethical framework is important. Another one is language. Every student graduating from McGill should have at least one second language, at least one foreign language, or in Quebec, the two official languages. Every student should do that. Another one is every student should have courses in writing and presentation. And I always have the same answer. These are all terrific things for students to learn, and we have to make sure as a university we make it possible for students to learn those, but we don't force these things down people's throats. I know that's not necessarily a popular view in this room, but we don't force these things down people's throats. What we do, and what I think we're doing very well, and this conference and the discussions we heard from the students are testament to this, what we do is create opportunities for students to learn, and some of that learning happens outside the classroom. Learning does not just happen in the classroom. And in terms of something that is as important as sustainability, as important as ethics, as important as language, and so on, yes, there can be learning in the classroom, but there has to be learning outside the classroom. There has to be application outside the classroom, because the learning really fundamentally has to be very deep learning. There's no point in sitting in a lecture and doing about ethics or doing a course on ethics. One has to live one's life ethically, and one has to learn how to do that, and it's going to take far more than a course. And the same is true about sustainability. So we're create the opportunities and support students in doing that. And so now I'm going to very quickly, I have several more slides, but I'm not going to go over them in detail. I just want to point out the areas of student life and learning that that report up to me, in which there are various sustainability initiatives that are happening. So there's teaching and learning services, and you've heard Marcy's presentation. I'm not going to read through these, but these are different different issues that are taken into account when classrooms are designed. Okay, so these are these are important issues. The fact that Marcy went to the ASHE conference was not an accident. That was a conscious decision that someone from Teaching and Learning Services should go to that conference to see how the ideas of sustainability can be translated into courses when professors are asking for that to happen. So it's not an accident, conscious decision. And these are other conscious decisions. And students can become involved, and students have to become involved in identifying what is important to them in classrooms. Enrollment services, I get a lot of criticisms about the move to the e-calendar, the electronic calendar. There were tons and tons of paper saved every year by going to an e-calendar. So if you hear anyone complaining about it, please bump them over the head. Okay. We have a new service point, and Marcy, we never say the basement of the McLennan Library. We say the ground floor of the McLennan Library, because we have a service point that is going to be built on the ground floor of the McLennan Library, with a bright, bright, open, lighted entrance, daylighted entrance, and panel of windows onto McTavish Street. And there are very serious sustainability options being considered in the building of that place. Student services, their sustainability is one of the key goals in the strategic plan that has just been prepared by student services. And sustainability defined broadly in terms of environmental, economic, and social sustainability. So that's very important. Everything that is done in student services is done, is examined through the lens of these three aspects of sustainability. Food and dining services now reports to, now is part of the student life and learning side of the house. Some of it used to be over on the business side of the house. It's now part of student life and learning. It's clear that our biggest clients are students, are both in terms of dollars and in terms of number of people. And the new director, Mathieu Laperle, who was at the event that Jonathan described, is very much involved in issues of sustainability and is very keen to work with students on these issues. So get involved. Athletics and Recreation is doing major energy audit and is taking steps to translate the recommendations of the audit into the refurbishing of the athletic facilities. University residences, upgrades in equipment. The one I like is the power per capita building contest, where we're trying to see which residences can use the least amount of power in terms of improving sustainability. So the take-home message is our definition of a student-centered university. I'm not going to go over this again. The point is, we are trying to create, and I think we're succeeding in creating, an environment in which students can really explore their interests, can get involved with professors, can get involved with administrative units, can do research on campus, can create their own enthusiasm and their own initiatives. And that's where the real learning will take place. Thanks.